Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
An X-ray technician has died after getting his second dose of the Pfizer vaccine. According to the OC Register, 60-year-old Tim Cook had an adverse reaction within just hours.
Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And in Orange County, an X-ray technician has died after getting his second dose of the Pfizer vaccine. According to the OC Register, 60-year-old Tim Cook had an adverse reaction within just hours of getting that second shot, and he died within a matter of days.
We're learning more tonight about the mysterious death of a man who died just hours after getting the COVID-19 vaccine.
Local woman says her mother died 2 days ago after receiving the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
And now she believes the dose is what caused her mother's sudden death.
State health officials are investigating after an elderly man dies shortly after receiving a COVID vaccine.
Last month, a Tennessee woman who was left partially paralyzed after getting her second dose of the Pfizer vaccine is up and walking again.
Only 11 spoke with a local woman who says she lost feeling in much of her body just hours after getting Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine.
The Orange County Coroner's Office is investigating the death of a woman who passed away several days after getting her second Moderna vaccine. The family says the mother and grandmother was healthy before she got her shot and that her sudden death came as a shock.
And it was the scariest thing in the world to go to sleep completely fine, walking, to wake up at 1:30 in the morning and not be able to move at all.
We'll begin tonight, though, with a West Michigan mother's death 11 days after receiving the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
States all around the nation now, including here in the Commonwealth, putting a pause on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
This comes after reports of a possible rare disorder, including blood clots found in 6 women. One died. And we are following breaking news tonight. We have just learned the death of a Virginia woman is linked from the Virginia Department of Health.
Concerns around the safety of the AstraZeneca vaccine have been realized here in Australia, with medical experts confirming the death of a Central Coast woman is likely linked to the jab.
The Facebook picture that captured Augusta Turiaco's delight at getting a COVID vaccine. The 55-year-old Italian posting, fatto, done, on March the 11th. Despite developing a headache and feeling unwell afterwards, she returned to her work as a music teacher. Posting again to reassure friends saying everything will be all right. Sadly, it was not to be. Her condition worsened, she fell into a coma and died 19 days after having the AstraZeneca injection.
A national panel to monitor adverse effects. Following immunization, is set to re-examine the cause of deaths reported from individuals who passed away soon after taking the COVID-19 shots, amid concerns that adequate investigations in these fatalities may not have been carried out. So far, 10 people have died in India within 1 to 5 days after getting the jabs.
The sudden death of a former Detroit anchor and media executive brought loved ones and colleagues together today.
The Detroit media icon was found dead at her home last Tuesday by her husband just one day after taking the COVID-19 vaccine. But the official cause of her death is still unknown.
A volunteer in the trial of the COVID-19 vaccine being developed by AstraZeneca and Oxford University has died in Brazil. Brazil's health authority said on Wednesday that although the volunteer had died, the trial would continue.
Right now at 5:30, how safe is the Pfizer COVID vaccine? We are investigating the death of a South Florida doctor who passed away 2 weeks after getting his shot.
Well, it made headlines for all the wrong reasons, didn't it? Authorities in Norway are investigating the deaths of at least 33 elderly Norwegians who received Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine.
It's dealt a blow to community confidence with concerns raised around the vaccine safety.
We're going to start the main broadcast on the other side, ladies and gentlemen.
video you just saw was they lied and people died. Strap yourself down.
I've got some really good news for the viewers and listeners of this broadcast. And then I've got some really, 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 really good news. Yes, I can spend an hour telling you about how the globals are getting exposed and how they launched COVID-19 as a bioweapon and how much trouble Bill Gates and Fauci are in. I can even tell you about how the states are turning against the puppet President Biden and saying we're going to have $1,000 fines to try to make people wear masks. I can tell you about all of that, but why shouldn't I instead tell you about the super good news concerning the InfoWar? That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we are running right now the Memorial Day special for the next week only, with store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and DNA Force Plus is back in stock, sold out for 7 months, 40% off, Supermel Vitality, 50% off, Prostaguard, 40% off, Alpha Power, 50%, Ultra 12, 50%, Vasovix, 50%, free shipping, and Patriot points, and it comes to InfoWar, and it's incredible products, and George Soros hates it! Ha-ha!
News today.
You are listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, I have been brainstorming quite a bit. Thinking about how I want to present my knowledge, my understanding to the public, and what the most important thing for me to do is. And a lot of what I'm going to be covering in parts of the broadcast today, you've heard before. A lot of it you're not going to have heard. And I really just think it's important that I cut right to the chase up front here before I tell you who's coming up today and get to it all. We do have James O'Keefe with one of his most important reports ever, joining us at the bottom of the hour. And Savannah Hernandez has been out independently kicking a lot of butt and working with The Blaze and others. But I've seen her in some great interviews she's done on other platforms, so I invited her on. She'll be joining us at the bottom of the next hour. We will have open phones in the third and fourth hour today. But let's just pull back. I'm looking at the news here. You've got forced inoculations beginning, not just in Canada, but in the United States. You've got children being injected without parental consent, and government saying, don't tell your parents. On a scale of 1 to 10, that's a 10 for tyranny. We've got employers like Amazon saying you'll be fired if you don't take the inoculations. Everyone else is going to have to wear muzzles. We have the whole Fauci, Bill Gates operation coming out, as we told you it was. And we have General Flynn coming out saying clearly it was a Chinese attack. We're working with other groups. He's dead on, the globalists, the UN globalist combine. We have the new psychotic ATF head set to be confirmed who just hates America, hates guns, hates Christians, wants a war with the American people. So he'll fit nicely in with General Honoré that wants the same thing. We have USA Today apologizing for pointing out that biological males competing against women is unfair. They just said biological males that are now women. That's a lie. It's an article promoting biological males in women's sports. But you can't even say that they were once male, as if the transition's even real to begin with. The chromosomes are male. It's all male. The hormones may make the male inflect towards femininity, but it's still like putting a lipstick on a pig. It's still a pig. It's still a man. Hence the analogy of men being pigs, which I think is a good analogy, a good acronym for us compared to women in many cases. We do act like pigs sometimes, but that's not where I'm going here today. Right before we went live, about 5 minutes before, I just got hit with a extreme clarity of what I was to go on air and talk about from all the knowledge and information we have, and just you call it a vision, but really it's like a computer program that's been working on a problem, and then suddenly it's completed the problem. Sometimes it takes longer than the computer thinks it will. Sometimes it happens quicker. But it's like completion and the bell dings and the answer comes sliding out. And it was just a whole nother level of exactly what they're going to do, how they're going to do it, how they're operating. And it's simply amazing. Let me do my best here. And again, this is like trying to describe to somebody who's never been to the Grand Canyon and actually stood there and looked 5-6 miles across the canyon and not, you know, had or looked 50 miles down the canyon. You have to be there to see it. It's like they say in The Matrix. You can't be told about The Matrix. You just have to make the decision to want to leave it and see what the real world is. But remember, all I'm offering is the truth. The headline I wrote right after I sat there in my office for about a minute staring at the desk is on screen, Transcendent Transmission. The scientific dictatorship controlling Earth is preparing to launch the great lie, or the greatest of lies, and that is to obscure the great truth that is already happening. And that is our human psyche piercing the veil and connecting in an even stronger way with God and basically mass telekinesis. And that's what the system's trying to suppress. We already have mass telekinesis. Everybody knows it. Every woman knows it particularly. Theirs is even stronger. And it's here. And it's not just telekinesis with each other, obviously. And so the telekinesis is getting a lot stronger. For whatever reason, our genetic development, toxins in the environment, whatever it is. The globalists know this. They want to control it. And they want to keep the public from understanding it. Because if you control the future, you control life extension technology, interdimensional technology, propulsion technology, energy systems that are just unbelievable. And they already have a lot of that. We've already developed it. And it comes from the grassroots. It comes from the commoners. And so the system is farming the best minds to build its own reality. You may have heard of that allegory before. Satan said, I want to create my own universe and have my own reality and my own system. I don't want to serve in the heavens. I want to create my own system, and I'm going to take you with me. Come with me. So here we are. There are a lot of great lies that fit into the big lie. But everything you're being told is to confuse you and to turn you around and make you dizzy psychically, physically, spiritually, economically, culturally, so that you don't know what's hitting you when they go to the next level. I mean, if you think the lockdowns of, and they're still ongoing around the world, or you think all the fake numbers and the fake PCR tests and counting one COVID test is 15 and all that, And that organized worldwide effort to test and see if they've got minions that will follow orders. If you think that was the grand finale, that wasn't even the beginning. That was a test of the tests for a test. And the different great lies that they're going to launch is going to be alien transmissions first. Aliens are going to be communicating with the Earth. You'll be told these are aliens. And then, oh, we already had contact, and they gave us technology, and that's really where all this came from. And all the upheaval, and the Pope will endorse it and say, that's our God, and this is our group, and this is what they want us to do. And then, oh, there's all these new technologies where you can cure cancer and cure all these things. You've just got to accept and do what these entities want who aren't ready to reveal themselves yet. But you just... all these wonders will be this leader who is able to talk to them, and if you just do what he says, well, then everything's going to be okay. And then we'll learn that this is one of the scenarios they've got. so they can play different ones at different times or all at once, that there's bad aliens coming, and we've got to do some certain things to stop them. That's why you see all the preparation, all the readiness. And so this is beyond Blue Beam. It's beyond some of the other documents that have come out, that this stuff's happening. They did this in the first Iraq war and the second Iraq war. They tested giant hologram systems on the Iraqis. You go, well, those dumb Iraqis, didn't they know that that was a hologram? Well, they sprayed stuff that makes LSD look like child's play on them. These wars are just laboratories. And now you saw Seattle New Year's with all the swimming jellyfish around the Space Needle. I mean, that's a hologram. That's what people were seeing. And so they've got all of that, and so they're going to be showing you all of this and freaking you out and scaring you. But that's just the beginning. That's just the beginning to all this, and we're going to break it all down here today, including human clones that they're going to be announcing soon are amongst us. All right, so stay with us. We're going to break down where this is all headed and how we can transcend it.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Scientists chopping different pieces of humans together and running high-powered electricity through it and reanimating a corpse. Well, now they're actually able to do things very, very similar to that in the real world. So many times, what humans envisioned hundreds and even thousands of years ago, we are now able to build. And we're able to build it on a mass scale. But great power comes with all of that. And so just laying out some basic pieces of this, and I'll drill into it next hour after James O'Keefe joining us, leaves us, coming up again here on the Alex Jones Show. It's that everything you see in the PR function of the system, when it's a talking point that's always put out the same way, you know, oh, that's an area where it's agenda-driven by the globalists, by the technocracy. And that's why every article I've ever seen in any mainstream publication, whether it's out of the UK, China, Australia, the US, Japan, Germany, it doesn't matter, is the same. And just off of that, you can learn quite a bit. Hey, there's a global agenda and a scientific group that can control exactly what you hear and see about clones, just like they can control what you hear about a virus. Or what treatments are there, or what treatments there aren't. And they can suppress the doctors of the world, and the scientists, and the top virologists, and they can suppress approved drugs that are 100%. Wow, that's just not control. They're bad people. And see, it's like paint by numbers. You ever seen those you buy at the art store for like $5, and it's got the little ink or markers that come with it. You just fill in the little numbers like it says, then you finally see the big picture. And so I've just been here on air for 27 years, researching for more than 30. And I just started painting by the numbers, you know, looking at what they were really doing. And I really learned that when you got to white paper levels and international discussions, that you'll hear a headline about, oh, stem cells. A stem cell means a 150-pound humanoid, human chimpanzee clone in a cage. That's a stem cell in the law. Just like they got a weather control treaty from 1978, and they've got all the world leaders have meetings and admit they had aluminum dioxide, barium salts, jet fuel, and it blocks out the sun. And by the time you hear about it, it's, oh, Bill Gates is proposing that, you see. So people keep asking, how do I know all this? Here's just a little microcosm. And then I see the movies and the comic books where they're preparing you and where they're telling you what's coming next, like Children of Men, 90s movies had similar plots. Hell, 1960s movies had similar plots. 1920s silent films had similar plots. But if you look at the 2006 Children of Men, why, there's no more babies. The sperm's all sterile, and the women are all sterile, and why, nobody can have babies anymore, and there's a global government, everything's collapsing, and the third world's overrunning everything. It's all predictive programming. But when you actually read these headlines, like look at this one out of AP. Change may allow scientists to grow human embryos longer. And then it goes on and mentions these international agreements and other things and says, well, China and others aren't listening to this. So, you know, they're bringing clones to term. That means, you know, to birth. Big. They also grow it what they call a bio bag. You see them on the news showing a pod where you grow in your living room a baby. Of course, that's not real, but It's put out by college students, paid for by the college, and then it's promoted by media just to learn. You're a pod. You're like a chia pet. You don't really have any value. It's just kind of like something you put in your septic tank or maybe biscuits that you make from scratch. You know, you just mix it up in a bowl in your kitchen. All of it is, you're a commodity, you're replaceable, you're non-essential, and it's all just, oh, yeah, we're going to implant a chip in you, it's not Big Brother, and yeah, we're going to change your DNA, but it's no big deal. See how they do it? And so there's this big article out of AP, and you read the article, and it's like, oh, and they go on to say, rules on stem cells, and stem cells are defined as anything that comes from a baby, or you can say stem cells are in fat tissue and other things like that. But the point is, we're having a debate about stem cells, and what we're talking about is growing humans or humanoids in labs. That's the definition here. And they admit it all right here. And then it gets better. There's video of this. Here's the article. 48 to 49, Senate defeats Braun Republican Indiana amendment to prohibit certain types of human-animal chimeras. 60 votes were needed, but it didn't pass. So did you hear that? It's legal right now to create human-animal hybrids because there's laws against human clones, but they don't follow them. So see, what's been going on for 50 years that they admit in the industrial-level papers that I've read on air to you 25 years ago, I can pull them up. Hell, it's in this AP article right here. They call themselves the clones that they now bring the term in China. And so, gee, we've got to do that ourselves. We can't let them get ahead of us as if they're ahead of us. The globalists created the communists. They created communist Chinese on record. And so I go on air shows, and like Joe Rogan's like, 3-4 years ago, what's the most important thing? And I go, well, we're not valuing our humans anymore, and we have dehumanization taking place, and there's human clones that have been mixed with animals so they don't have rights. Oh, hold on. There's clones. Come on, man. And then even his fact checker, Jamie, pulls it up and goes, ah, here's an MIT report about it. It's true. But still, the media would attack me saying it didn't exist because they weren't ready to roll it out to you yet. But understand, they're 50 years ahead, at least, with energy, with technology, with science. Again, my dad was at UT in the 60s. They had CD-ROM computers that supposedly weren't around for 15 years later. It's all, folks, and my dad wasn't even in a top secret area at UT. The top secret areas, I was let into one of them. I'm going to leave it at that, by somebody that thought it was a pretty big joke. And I was anti-Bush at the time, and so the guy was a Democrat and thought, well, I must be cool. And I knew the fellow for a while. He works at MIT last time I checked. And he let me into some of the labs. And you know, that was 24 years ago. And what I saw there was horrific. What I saw there was incredibly diabolical. And I went on air and I told people about it. So what I'm getting at here is, we're not in Kansas anymore. And the globalists see you going to the football game and going to see your movie and, you know, getting your hamburger down there with your girlfriend, you know, drinking a six pack of beer. They're like, hey, you're not needed anymore. In fact, you get in the way, and they don't even want you to know about all this stuff. And they're figuring out how to lock you down, how to train you to behave so they can kill everybody. Everybody stay in your houses while that happens, while combat robots go up and down the streets. And so this isn't something that they're just thinking about doing. This is all set up very, very soon. You and your family will be killed soon. 2 years, 5 years, I don't know. The timeline's moving quick. But if we don't hold them back, everyone listening is dead. Okay? They're going to kill you. They're going to kill me. They're going to kill everybody. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You know, I'm cutting an ad right now. And I've been here on the Saturday cutting these. I've done a terrible job because I just cut like 5 ads and I didn't tell people the most important part. No, it's not that DNA Force Plus has been sold out for 7 months and is back in stock and is 40% off, or how the supply chain broke down and how it almost bankrupted us, but thank God it finally came in. or how it cleans up your mitochondria and makes your telomeres last longer and can regrow nerves, you've got to go research DNA Force Plus. No, it's not that. The reason I just cut all those ads and forgot the most important point. The Supernova Vitality's back in stock, 50% off. The ProstaGuard's back, 40% off. The Alpha Power's back, 50% off. The Ultra 12, Vitamin B12, take it out of the tongue, it's incredible, is back, also 50% off. Or VasoBeats, back 50% off. No, it's that. You've got double Patriot points and free shipping store-wide. Double Patriot points, free shipping store-wide on top of these huge sales.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Scheduled to be on about this huge Facebook story that's so huge. He's stuck in traffic. I totally get that. So he should be on with this next segment. And the next hour, I'm going to really judiciously get into all of this big picture. But, I mean, it's really very simple. What humans can envision, we can end up building. And what we've gotten to at this point is free energy, massive life extension, supercomputers way more powerful than what you're currently even aware exist. And the decisions have been made to basically go ahead and go operational with a system that will make us obsolete. Obsolete in their words. These computers won't recognize beauty. These computers won't have our ancient history. These computers didn't create the computers like we did.
But there is a dark anti-human force pushing this. And by the way, I could have opened the whole show up and just made this very, very simple. And that's, we're being replaced. Or I could also make it very, very simple. And quantify it down to, hey, did you hear? Congress can't pass a law to stop human-animal hybrids being grown in the U.S. because the lobby for it's so powerful, it's the same lobby that owns and controls big tech. It's the real power, the scientific global dictatorship. Senate kills GOP legislation to prohibit certain human-animal chimeras. That's today. There's video of it. Now, again, unpack that for a moment. Because everything's deception with the media. What they don't tell you is, in the real literature, it's been going on for decades. Here. And so think about that. Congress can't even pass a law to prohibit splicing humans with animals because there are special interests so powerful and so entrenched that it's going to remain legal until we say no. And if you'll put up with that, what else won't you put up with? So let me drop another big bombshell on you. You notice every day there are articles that by 2030, almost the entire British Navy will be robot. They call them ghost ships. You notice that, by 2030, most of the Marines, the Army, will be robots. Already the Air Force has gotten rid of half its MPs and has robot dogs. Now they're rolling out combat robots, bipedal. Also, a lot of them just look like a glorified small tractor with a bunch of weapon systems on it, complete with arms that come out of the top and zap you and grab you and throw you in a holding tank it drives around behind it with. So this is all being built up like roaches behind the walls, and then you put out a bunch of food on the table and leave for a week, and the roaches just come out and, you know, devour the rotting food and mess up your kitchen as they defecate all over everything. That's what the clones and the robots and the GMO and the chemical weapons and the 5G and the mind control and the cancer. And it's just all there, already tested decades ago, already beta tested, already ready. And now they're just rolling it out operationally. And then as we resist, they will try to pivot and compensate and still run their attack. Only fully admitting the larger plan, having the enforcers that go along with this realize they're going to be exterminated as well, only by realizing all these assistants that you bring into your house are spying on you and are tracking you and are preparing to steal your identity, only by doing this do you have any future. And the globalist argument is, if you don't resist this under survival of the fittest and social Darwinism, you deserve what happens to you. And so it's all about humans being a commodity. Mass smuggling of children for sex abuse, for slave labor. But really, it's about committing crimes in God's eyes, having you do nothing, so that the spiritual hedge of protection can be removed from us, so that everyone can be attacked. And so this is very sophisticated interdimensional galactic warfare. And that's what you face. And you've been given the Holy Spirit. You've been given connection to God. You know what's good. You know what's wholesome. You know what builds good things. You've been given these powers to build a beautiful new future and to have wonderful things and do amazing things. but not at the expense of the code that God gave us in our DNA that tells us all of this is wrong and tells us all of this is bad. And everything the enemy gives us makes us alone, sick, diseased, and dead. Everything they give us makes us depressed and lonely. Everything big tech does, everything social media does, everything they offer us destroys us. I remember telling you when they declassified it in 2001, a Federation of American Scientists document, about how the Marine Corps had bases all over the U.S. under FEMA with helicopters with nerve gas in it, ready under orders to nerve gas U.S. cities. And the military asked that be reclassified, and it was reclassified. What else was in those documents that were declassified? A 1976 plan to slowly have us with handheld computers become mesmerized, hypnotized, then take an under-the-skin chip, then a brain chip, then to opt in to, quote, in war, have all babies born into tanks where your own heat will then power the computers, and then humans will then live in a virtual reality. You go, oh, that's the Matrix. Yes. All, and now you see them on TV going, oh, we're going to grow babies in a pod. The video's actually in the list today, guys. Roll some of that. And, oh, the college students are taught, in the future, it's abusive for a woman to have a baby. It's abusive for a woman to have a family. What that New York Times article on Monday say, it's going to be so great with no more humans being born, now that we're all going to be sterile, because it's abusive for a woman to have a child. It's a parasite in her. Now, if we decide, we'll have a government corporation-designed humanoid that you grow in a pod in your house. You're empowered with the pod. You bring the home assistant in. You grow the pod in your house. Now show them a bio bag. I was watching Owen the other day, and I didn't even know about that. I knew they had bio bags. And again, they don't show you that it's actually a cloned uterus that is right below the bio bag, and then it's just the plastic is the uterus wall. There's actually a usually a cow human clone in a chamber. Not usually they have to have it, but they're showing you, oh, look, it's a calf or it's a lamb I saw growing in a bio bag. Isn't it? But no, it's another fraud. Just like a magician reaches down into the hat and the hat has a hole in it, a trap door. That's why the hat's always on a table. And under the table is a hidden compartment with a rabbit. Well, it's the same thing. They show you a sheep. They actually showed a video on the news. Look, a sheep's being grown in a bio bag. No, it's not. The tubes and everything hooked into it, the placenta, is a cloned creature in another compartment doing it. They just took it and grew it inside the normal uterus, and then now we're growing in the bag. Got it? And again, they're very crafty. Oh, it's illegal to clone humans. So they'll add one-millionth of the human genetics to something, and they have a UN secret board that declares it legal. And all you got to do is sign on, and you'll be one of the scientists on the private jets and all the synthetic drugs and all the sex you want and all the little kids you want, because after all, you're transcendent. You're a god now. Well, we must transcend them to truly transcend. This is our great test. And so this is their big revolution with the lockdowns, the checkpoints, the 5G, the breakdown of the family. They're launching everything to confuse you and stun you, to tie you up like a big spider does before they...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back live, ladies and gentlemen. And James O'Keefe is just getting into the studio, putting the sports jacket on. I think we're going to get him here on in a moment. Really big breaking news. But please don't forget that it's listeners and viewers like you that make this broadcast possible, and all the incredible breaking news that we bring out is just critical to all of our futures and the future of our species and all our children. So I thank you for your support. We have a big Memorial Day special to honor the veterans and folks that have served. It's going to run through Memorial Day next week. That is store-wide free shipping. Haven't done this since Christmas. Double Patriot points at the same time. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. It only happens a couple times a year. And DNA Force Plus got back in stock. Alpha Power got back in stock. A bunch of the other best-selling items have come back in. You guys have been great supporting us, but so many items because of the lockdowns and global supply chain problems we've not had. And so InfoWars has been somewhat in the red this year, but thanks to these products coming back in and you supporting us, I think we're going to get out of the red. DNA Force Plus back in stock, 40% off. Pollen Block, your seasonal discomfort allergies, back in stock. That's 40% off. Supernova Vitality, 50% off. Prostaguard, 40% off. Alpha Power, 50% off. Ultra 12, 50% off. Vazovies, 50% off. Alexa Pure Breeze Air Filtration, $50 off. Alexa Pure Pro, highest quality gravity filter, 50% off. $50 off. Ionic Fizzy Magnesium Drink that is so good. It's got two types of magnesium. A lot of other brands don't. And it's chemists explained to me that's really good for your body. And it's essential to your body, and it's one of the missing links
and it gives you a lot of energy, but also calms you at the same time. So that's Ionic Fizzy Magnesium Drink, $19.95, InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, store-wide, and double Patriot points. And that allows us to be on air and to operate despite all the globalist attacks and lawsuits and demonization and censorship as well. Now, thank you so much again for joining us today here in the final segment of the first hour of the Alex Jones Show. And James O'Keefe just got back into the office, and so he's giving us a quick update on a huge story. Everything they do is huge, but this one to me is just really important. Breaking: Facebook whistleblowers expose leaked internal docs detailing new effort to secretly censor vaccine concerns on a global scale, including medical doctors, legislative hearings, you name it. This is incredible. And they talk about true events and facts. Even things they admit are true, they are going to block. Meanwhile, Facebook is heavily involved in Big Pharma and the vaccine industry with Bill Gates. And so this is, in my view, illegal and just absolutely next level. Imagine if Big Pharma bought the newspapers and then you had documents where newspapers were covering up. There were problems. There's a lot more here. James O'Keefe of Project Veritas, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, Alex, it's great to be with you. Thank you for having me on again.
I mean, I don't have words to describe how important this is. Tell us about it.
Well, you know, Alex, these are two whistleblowers inside Facebook have come to us with these documents discussing vaccine hesitancy, and there's a tiered ranking system inside Facebook. These are private documents, and one of the tiers says that even if the facts that you're posting on Facebook are true, even if they're true, they will still demote your comments. They will still demote your content. And this is so outrageous that even Facebook itself has responded to us and legitimized these documents, confirmed the documents, Alex. And these guys...
breaking to my ears. Wow, this is huge. Tell us about that.
Well, Facebook has given us a statement, and the statement is that they're going to update their policy to make public what is now private. They did not want you to see these things. They did not want you to. There it is, the comment, quote, "We proactively announced this policy in our blog and updated our help center." But to our knowledge, Facebook has not actually updated anything. So they've actually, Alex, responded to me as a journalist, and they've actually told me, they've given me a comment, which is extraordinary. First time in my career that any of these tech companies have, you know, treated me like a journalist. And we hope, we have some big news later today. There is a possibility, Alex, in the next few hours that one of these whistleblowers will be going public. That's
wow.
Exclusive to you. They're going to be going public out of the shadows, on the record, from within Facebook.
You guys at Project Veritas are like the Energizer Bunny. You are the SH-T. Hate to use a profanity, but when it fits, it does. I mean, like you say, I don't have words to describe this, saying we cover up things that are true. We block medical doctors. We block, I mean, that they've blocked on Facebook, as you know, and YouTube has, Senate testimony on not just COVID-19, but its origins. And then now Facebook's having to go, okay, probably came from a lab, but a lot of folks got banned off Facebook for pointing that out.
That's right, Alex. I mean, this is this tiered ranking system, again, tiers one and two. They have beta tested this across 3 billion users, 1.5% of those users globally. And, you know, this is something that even Mark Zuckerberg was commenting or opining on COVID and the vaccine. Even his own comments will be banned on Facebook. There you have it, the tier two ranking system, alarmist and critical remarks. And then this tier two, even if the facts that you're posting on Facebook are true, is, quote, potentially or actually true events or facts that would raise safety concerns. So this goes back to the fictional 1984. Even if 2 + 2 = 4, Facebook is admitting in these documents that it will be banned. Okay, so this is extraordinary. First time we've seen something like this stated on the record, Alex. And I think that, you know, again, the heroism of these folks. One of the individuals said, quote, "If I lose my job, that's less of a concern to me," is what this person said. Less of a concern if he loses his job at Facebook because he wants the public to know these facts. Also, Tucker Carlson reached out to Facebook. Facebook did not deny these documents. These are real and the people inside Facebook are very real, and you'll see that a couple hours from now.
Isn't that the Achilles heel of this type of tyranny? Is that when you're an insider, seeing that you're covering up truth and that you're blocking, just this week, a legislature hearing with scientists in Florida? I mean, you know you're the bad guys when you're doing this. Prestigious doctors, scientists are in testimony. That's being blocked. I mean, this is criminal.
I mean, it is unprecedented. If you do anything like directly discourage the vaccine, your comments will be heavily suppressed. And by the way, I don't think this issue is about the vaccine, yes or no. Everyone's got different opinions about that. But even as we evolve and as we learn more about what this even is or what the
effects are. It's about total and complete power and control.
It's about controlling the town square. And that's why these whistleblowers come to us, because the fundamental principles here, the town square, the ability to talk about these things, to have a dialogue, they want to shut that down. This engineer, we name him, his name is Amit Ball, A-M-I-T Ball, and we actually confronted this Facebook engineer who wrote this algorithm, and there you have it. Facebook's public policy does not match the private policy, and that's what's extraordinary. What is the solution, Alex? I think even before we get to legislation here, which Congress won't do because it's divided, is it has to be total transparency of the algorithms. You have to be transparent about what you're censoring, and that's the thing that's so shocking. They want to keep this private and hidden from public view. And if they do that, you better believe Project Veritas is going to have an army of whistleblowers that will make public what they are keeping private.
And as you know, what came before 1984 was Kafka's book about the trial, where he never got to know what he'd done wrong. And then in 1984, Winston doesn't know what he did. That is like the highest level of tyranny. Is not knowing what you've done, and it's like conservatives being put on no-fly list now. Members of Congress, they won't even tell you that. So this is the highest level of tyranny, in my view.
It is the highest level of tyranny. George Orwell wrote in 1984 that freedom is the freedom to say that 2 + 2 = 4. If that is okay, then all else follows. So these issues, as your audience well knows, this is everything. As long as you have Facebook coordinating with the CDC, which is clearly what's happening here, they're just in a symbiotic relationship.
Which is basically the WHO. I mean the WTO and Fauci.
Yes, and as long as you have that symbiotic relationship between the tech companies, the oligarchy, and those agencies, you can't make any changes. So. There's Winston Smith, the protagonist of 1984. I believe that the last man, so to speak, as George Orwell calls him, or the tyrant in 1984 says to Winston, you are the last man. These two whistleblowers inside Facebook are the last man. And in a few hours from now, you're going to see one of them go public. So
as soon as it goes live, we're going to play it here on my show or on the War Room. Incredible. And then, James, you and your crew and your whole team just keep knocking out of the park. Thank you so much. And I want to thank all the whistleblowers. How do people come to you? How do they come to the best place out there to whistleblow?
That's VeritasTips@ProtonMail.com. And many of your audience are coming to us. So we appreciate that and hope to see you very soon.
James, you're awesome. It was great having dinner with you and your amazing crew of a month ago or so. Godspeed. We'll be paying very close attention.
Thanks.
All right. There goes James O'Keefe. I mean, oh, my God. I mean, everything they do is incredible. But this is just like, wow. Like, we're going to hide the truth. And we're going to hide congressional testimony.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, human rights attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.